Hello, my friends. Here I am, Gisela Movila from Jewels of the Heart, translating in English and Spanish is Joyas del Corazón. And this is my first podcast that I'm recording today in English. I recorded the other day by video. I recorded my first a brief message in English, and by the glory of God and surprise, the Lord spread that word, and a lot of comments and a lot of people were saying that the Lord spoke to them by that 3 minute and a half message. But today I want to do my first podcast in English, and hopefully God will help me here. Here I'm gonna talk to you, and I'm gonna try to be brief, even though the podcast you could talk whatever time you want, but since it's not gonna be so easy for me, I'm gonna try to be go to the point to all the message here, the message. The title I gave to this podcast that the Lord was putting in my heart, it was like, it said, healed from a serious illness. Healed from a serious illness. And I'm going to read a Bible verse in Matthew 9, verse 13. And it says, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I come not to call the righteous, but sinners. And you know that there's out there all kinds of illness in this world. Some are curable and others are incurable. If someone comes to you knowing that you have an incurable illness and it tells you, come, for I have the cure for your illness, will you reject it? Of course not. Everybody's looking for healing somehow, and they pay whatever it takes to be healed on any incurable illness. But let me tell you that there's a deadly illness. There's a serious illness that leads to death and eternal death. It is called sin. In Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And since the day of his cross, talking to you now, our Lord Jesus has been offering you and everyone that is listening eternal life, spiritual healing. Many accepted and others reject the healing. A free salvation, a free healing of the soul, a free eternal life. Today, many seek healing and pay whatever it takes to find it, like I told you before. Many seek to fill the void in their hearts and can't never fill it. Why? Because only God can fill everything in us. And if we do not have Him, we have nothing. The rich, they are in misery without God. The wise, they are bewildered without God. It says in Matthew 16:26-28, for what will it profit a man? It's like a question, sorry. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what should a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will come repay each person according to what he has done. No matter what a person can achieve fortune, fame, it cannot heal the illness of the soul or satisfy the emptiness of the heart, because on the day of their death, they cannot take anything with them. But whoever has given his life to Jesus Christ becomes a coheir with him, and everything that Jesus has belongs to the children of God. Romans 8:17 says, "The kingdom of heaven is in our favor, and we will have eternal life with him." Now the question is, do you want to be healed from a serious illness called sin? Come to Jesus and you will be safe, free, healed, and lack of anything, of nothing. That's what the Lord tells you today. There's a story in the Bible in John 4, verses 4 through 16. And I leave it, John 4, verse 4 through the 24. And I leave it to you as homework to read at home. You can look it up in the internet if you don't have a Bible. And you can look it up so you could understand it better in the New International Version, so it's more clear when you read it. But I'm going to tell you the story without reading it, because it's a long chapter. This is about this the Samaritan woman that used to go every single day to the well of Jacob. And the Bible says that Jesus, after ministering, he decided, because he said, and the Bible says that for him it was necessary to go to Samaria. And Jesus knows everything. He knows the future. He knows your life. He knows everything. But Jesus, being in a figure as a man in earth, obviously he felt hungry, he felt tired, like you and me. And after ministering, he was tired, he was hungry. But at the same time, he sent his disciples to the city to buy food while he continued to do what he said in the Bible that it was necessary to do. And it was to meet in the well of Jacob this woman from Samaria. He was sitting there when she got there to get water, and he surprised her because she didn't know that this Jew was going to be sitting there. The Bible said that the Jews and the Samaritan people didn't get along, but you could see that Jesus doesn't make any difference between race or places, and he made the effort to be there for the sake of this woman. So he was there and he asked this woman for water. So basically he started a conversation. You could say using the excuse of the water, but in reality he was thirsty. But at the same time, there was the perfect, scenery that he prepared to talk to this woman. She was kind of concerned, why is this man asking me when he's a Jew? We're not supposed to talk to the Jews, and he's asking me for water. So, but she started talking to him, and she said, I don't have anything. You don't have anything to take the water out. And the conversation continued. And just to make the story short, I want you to read it yourself when you look it up in the Bible. The woman, when they had that conversation, Jesus said to her, if you only knew who's asking you for water, you will be the one asking for the living water from me. So when she realized that this man was kind of weird to her at that moment, And that conversation continued, how I'm going to get the water and whatever. So finally, he confronted her with love, not with judgmental, with an attitude. Or he said, well, bring me the, because finally she said, I want that water that you're offering so I don't have to come back to the well and keep getting water out. In the spiritual sense, the example of the well and the jar of clay, those big jars that they used to get the water from, to put it in the well, they're kind of heavy. And the routine of every single day going to the well, that represent the weight that you're carrying every single day. It could be an addiction. It could be a pain in your heart of rejection or lack of love. It could be many things that you're carrying on for many years. And you're going to a well. The well represents the world, where that water is standing water. It's not a live river. It's not a clear river. It's standing water that it could be infected. It could be dirty. So that represents the well. And many people have the tendency to seek for something to fill the void in their hearts out there in the world. It could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be lust, it could be many, many, many things that is not agreeable into the eyes of God. But you think that that is going to void the emptiness in your heart. So every weekend you have to go and go to that well of the weekend of the world to fill your void. It could be every weekend. Like I said, people have the tendency every weekend, oh, it's time to party, it's time to drink, it's time to have fun, it's time. And that's temporarily. You could have fun and you could feel good and you could feel all that sensation and numbness from your pain. But when you come back to reality, the pain's still there. The void's still there. The lack of God is still there. So that's why Jesus came to this woman, because she had a story behind that scene going to the well. Her story was that she had five men in their life. She went through five men in their life, and the sixth one, it was still not her husband. That's why Jesus said, well, call your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. And he said, well, you told the truth. You had five men in your life, and the sixth one is still not your husband. Meaning that she was lacking of love. She was looking for security in men and looking for love. But none of them offer her security. None of them married this woman. So she was trying to fill that void of love. But Jesus came in the perfect time. Because when she encountered with, she had that encounter with Jesus, and he told her all her life, she was so amazed, so surprised, that the Bible says, and I'm shortening the story, the Bible says that she threw out that jar of clay and she ran out to testify to everyone that she met a man that knew her life and that gave her the living water. That man was the Messiah, and that man gave her the living water. So at that point of her life, that void was filled with the power of Christ in her life. And that's what Jesus wants to leave you here today. That he wants to heal your heart. That the worst illness that you could be carrying in your life is sin. And everybody at one point in their life, they sin. But when you come to Christ, he forgives you. He cleansed you. He gave his life on the cross to forgive you, to pay the price that you're supposed to pay. but he decided to pay it for you. What a worse curse to have the whole humanity, the sin of the whole humanity upon him on that cross. And he did it for love. He did it for you. So when you realize that you need God, that you really sin in front of God, to come to repentance and to tell him, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, heal my heart, heal my life, come into my life and make me new. Once you confess with your mouth that he is Lord, that he's the Son of God that came to save you, honey, I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry to tell you, honey, but I'm going to tell you, from this moment that you confess with your mouth that Christ is the Son of God and he came to save you, heavens are going to be on your side. And you're going to be part of his inheritance. You're going to be part of heaven. You're going to have eternal life. You're going to have peace in your heart. You're going to have joy like a river, like it says in the Bible. This is the time that you need healing, not only in your spirit, not only in your soul, healing in your flesh, because he's the healer also of your flesh. Give your life to Christ today. And I'm telling you, you won't be the same. And I'm not telling you that everything is going to be all peachy peachy, that never you're going to encounter any problems. Yeah, we're living this earth, in this world, and it's contaminated by sin. And we're going to stumble sometimes. But having Jesus Christ in your life, he's your attorney. He will fight your fights. He will lift you up, and he will give you eternal life. And he will help you with the Holy Spirit. He will help you to maintain faithful. Read the Word of God so your eyes could be open and you continue your process in healing and changing your life. Repentance is not just few tears. Repentance is giving your back to sin. Repentance is putting God first in your life, and the rest he will take care of it. God bless you. God loves you. And I hope this message ministers your heart today. God bless you.